Ohio has its first World Heritage Site. UNESCO recently recognized 8 ancient sites known as the Hopewell Ceremonial Earthworks. Indigenous people created these sites more than 1,500 years ago. These sites are something to experience. The walls of one site perfectly align with a lunar cycle, but that location also hosts an active golf course. A country club has leased the land for over 100 years. Chief Glenna Wallace is here to tell us more. She leads the Eastern Shawnee Tribe of Oklahoma, and she helped get this UNESCO designation. Chief Glenna, welcome to Here and Now, and congratulations on all your work to get this important honor.
Thank you so much.
Can you start by telling us about these earth mounds and fields and why they're so important to our history?
Of course. You do need to remember that our nomination included 8 mounds, and each is different, so we won't be able to talk about all of them. The mounds were built 1,500 to 2,000 years ago. The mound that we're talking about primarily is Newark Earthwork Mounds. And Newark Earthwork Mounds happens to be a type of a mound that it would be more described like earthen walls, like a boundary surrounding something. So these mounds range from 4 feet high up to 14 feet high, and they are all man-made, and they are man-made with Mother Earth. And they were built by indigenous people who came here as a religious pilgrimage every single year. And they came for spiritual reasons, for Thanksgiving, for worship, for fellowship. And as they came from all parts of the United States, they always brought with them baskets full of Mother Earth from the area where they came. Therefore, there are objects, rocks, minerals in this Mother Earth wall that differ from place to place. And we wanted to preserve that. Ohio was the home of 45 different tribes at one time. Now there are absolutely none, as all were forcibly removed after the Indian Removal Act was passed in 1830. And so the people may have been forced to leave, but we did not want the things that our ancestors created and loved and protected to be destroyed.
And how did you first find out about the earthworks?
I had never heard of the Newark Earthwork Mounds, so I was as shocked as anyone whenever I went to the Newark Earthwork Mounds. I had no idea that there was a golf course on top of the mounds, which is very disrespectful, and I saw the Newark Earthwork Mounds for myself and heard of them the same day, all by accident.
And then on the day that you go to visit this golf course, a staffer said something to you, and I've heard you say before that the staffer probably didn't know who you were, but then nonetheless, he said something to you.
They were having a tournament that day, and so they had lots of golfers there, and they had obviously several visitors, several spectators who came to watch that. And where the viewing platform is, it is along a cart path that is used to drive the carts and to move people from one place to another. So we were trying to walk down that cart path to get to the viewing platform. And obviously the employees were driving the carts, and they kept telling us to get back out of the way, that they needed to use that. And we did step back every single time, but again, they kept coming back and coming back, and there were several of us. And ultimately, the driver said, you just need to leave. We're going to be using this all day. You shouldn't be here. You don't belong here. Come back another day. Well, it was open to the public only one day a year, where anyone could go and see the mounds other than viewing from that viewing platform. So that was an impossibility. Today, it has been lengthened to four days a year.
I guess, Chief Glenna, that goes to the heart of why you fought so hard to protect this, because people maybe need to know that you do belong there and your tribe belongs there and other Indigenous people do actually belong there, not a golf course.
That would be my feeling, absolutely. Very few people in Ohio even knew about it. So it was obviously the golf cart driver in all probability did not know and might not have said that. But there was no realization of Newark Earthwork Mounds as an Indigenous site and as a sacred site.
And I wonder if this speaks to a bigger struggle, because, you know, for some, a golf course is an important part of community life. People work there, they socialize there. It might be hard to understand why you want to protect these earthworks. And now there's another legal struggle going on to ensure the site is more widely available to the public. The country club has said they're willing to move, but the parties haven't been able to agree on a price for the lease. But when and if people are able to visit, what do you want them to think about as they do?
Well, first let me say that we were in Saudi Arabia a week ago, and that's when they did indeed declare that we were a World Heritage Site. And Ohio will be celebrating that this coming week.
How did that feel?
It was unbelievable because we were told that we had the best nomination that they had seen in years and years. When they came to ours, there were absolutely no comments. There were absolutely no amendments. And from the moment that it was brought up until the moment that it was approved as a World Heritage Site was less than 3 minutes. So that is definitely a compliment. But at the same time, I sat there and thought, this can't be happening this quickly. And there are so many people in this room that I'm sure not all of them have read the nomination, and not a word has been said about what this nomination is about. So there was exhilaration tinged with disappointment at the same time.
So if and when the public is able to come and visit these earthworks, what do you want them to think about as they do?
I want them to know that those are our ancestors, that they are geniuses, they are not savages, and that we as a race still exist today, and that we are still maintaining our culture, still maintaining our language, still maintaining the pride that our forefathers had. That's what I want them to celebrate.
Chief Glenna Wallace leads the Eastern Shawnee Tribe of Oklahoma. Chief Glenna, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.